Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the world struggles for energy, OPEC is set to debate Wednesday its most drastic reduction of oil production since the pandemic in order to prop up prices. OPEC is considering a cut of more than 1 million barrels a day. Days after Hurricane Ian swept through central Florida, communities are facing sewage concerns and rising floodwaters as the National Weather Service warns it will continue well into the week. As rescue efforts continue across the state, at this hour, 633,000 Floridian homes are without power. The Carolinas did see lots of water when Ian made landfall. For a second time on Friday, the storm caused a middle section of the Cherry Grove Pier in North Myrtle Beach to collapse, and parts of the Apache Pier and 2nd Avenue Pier collapsed as well. Just over 2,000 homes in the Carolinas are without power this hour. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell assessing Florida's disaster on Fox News.
All disasters, they start and end at the local level. And so for me to be able to make sure we're providing the assistance they need, I need to hear from them and see for myself. And I was able to do that over the last 2 days, working with the governor, traveling with the governor to assess the impacts and hear from people that really are going to have a long road to recovery.
Cable TV socialite Kim Kardashian is in legal trouble with the SEC. She's agreed to pay $1.26 million to settle regulatory allegations that she failed to disclose money when she was paid for promoting a cryptocurrency to investors. The Securities and Exchange complaint says Ms. Kardashian should have revealed that she was being paid when she promoted Ethereum Max crypto tokens on her Instagram account, a single post that netted her $250,000. Monday Night Football tonight, the San Francisco 49ers host the Los Angeles Rams. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The multi-billion dollar upgrade by Florida's largest utilities to strengthen the electric grid in recent years appeared to have mostly withstood the destructive winds and flooding that smashed into Florida last week by Hurricane Ian. The transmission system fared the storm relatively well. Failures came when winds reaching 150 miles per hour tore up distribution networks delivering power to homes and businesses. Authorities in Denmark announced both the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines have stopped leaking. Undersea blasts that damaged the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines this week have led to huge methane leaks. Nordic investigators said the blasts have involved several hundred pounds of explosives. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday accused the West of sabotaging the Russian-built pipelines, a charge that was denied by the United States and her allies. Hurricane Ian was a tremendous blow to the people of Florida and the Carolinas, who are already suffering from the economy and the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina on Newsmax over the weekend.
The flooding was pretty rampant. We were up to 200,000 people without power. I think it's down to about 60-something now. But it's going to leave a negative mark on particularly the crops.
The British government has stopped their plans to cut taxes for the highest earners to stimulate business. Pushback was blamed. USA Radio News.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps recruit depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Why have
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. This is the place that is committed to pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, from a biblical worldview. Just believe, this has been a passion of mine, driven by experience, and I might say revelation, if I can be so bold to say that, because I just believe this is something that God has shown me that is quite lacking in our culture. Even in our churches, is a biblical worldview. Here to talk more about this is Trevor Whitman. He's the author, national speaker, coach, and leadership consultant. He's on a mission to edify the church and to pour into communities with depth and clarity. His latest book, Brick by Brick, Reconstructing the Deconstructed, he explains how the church is broken and what we need to do next. Okay, Trevor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well, again, you know, in this situation, sometimes, you know, when we talk about the church, and I don't want people to perceive that, hey, this is, you know, okay, we're going to spend a half hour together and just bash the church. I mean, right. We got to remember, you know, who created, who established the church to begin with. You know, Jesus Christ with him, you know, himself at a cost, at a very personal and severe cost of his very own life, that the church was, you know, sanctified and set apart as his instrument to get the message out to the rest of the world. And so how we are to measure the church is in light of, we get a little sample in Revelation, do we not, Trevor, as Jesus is going through the lampstands and he's assessing kind of the state of the union of the church, of what's going on. In understanding Jesus, certainly, you know, being fully man and fully God, understood firsthand the weaknesses, the frailties of humanity, that we're not perfect. If we were, we wouldn't need him, right?
Yeah.
But he says, okay, here's the situation, here's what's going on, and so it is. It may be in sense, you know, some people might take this and say, wow, you know, he's being so mean. Well, he's being very honest to say, look, you're not measuring up to the standard of the church and what you're called to do. You're bringing in your humanity into it. And that's not going to be most effective, is it?
Right. Yeah. And Bill, honestly, the way that I am looking at it through this book is that I don't expect people to be perfect, right? The church is going to be filled with sinners, right? We joke that it's, you know, it's not a place for perfect people. It's a place for broken people. It's, you know, like Jesus talks about that he came for the sick. Mm-hmm. And the reality is perfection is never going to happen. But I believe that we should be constantly striving to edify the church and become the best version of what God intended it to do. And the reality is we're seeing the church break down in multiple different ways. With all these scandals that are continuously coming out, it feels like almost every week we're experiencing a new story talking about another moral failure from the leader within the church. And my desire is not to come across as I have all the answers, because I don't. But my hope is that through my book, I'm able to identify a couple areas that just need conversation, where people can grow and maybe think about things a different way than they have before. And my honest prayer with this book is that people would read it. It would challenge them to think more critically about how we're doing church. And then we'd be able to have honest conversations within our leadership to potentially have some pathways that lead forward to help eliminate some of these cases of abuse or abuses of power or, you know, all the myriad of things that we hear about almost on a weekly basis, it feels like.
Exactly. Well, as a leadership consultant, I would think that one of the things you do is get people to take take an assessment of where you are. Where are you right now in your church? Good, bad, indifferent, you know, pause for a moment. Let's evaluate where you are. Now, let's look back and ask the question, are you fulfilling the mission that you were called to initially? How is that working for you? And an honest answer will give you a differential. I call it the grief to happiness ratio, Trevor, is that the grief is where is the missed mark, and the happiness is the goal that God has given the church. And so oftentimes I have found in my experience in leadership and in dealing with other organizations is that, you know, in time, you will lose your way. You'll make a wrong turn. And you need to ask that question, when was the church most fulfilling? When were all the cylinders operating, or at least most of them? And you go back and retrace to where you made that wrong turn. And then that would give you, you know, some answers as to what you need to do to get back on track, do you not?
Yeah, and that's definitely true, Bill. And the way that we are looking at it, I think whether it's in life or whether it's our view of the church, we tend to romanticize the past, right? Where we think about how great things once were and try to get back to that point. And the reality is just like in life, there is no path backwards, right? The only path that we have is forward. And what we're seeing is we're seeing a catastrophic amount of people that are leaving the church. And you know, and it's hard. A lot of people, I get asked all the time, especially with the release of this book, you know, why are people leaving the church? Why are they leaving? Where are they going? And what can we do to solve it? Right. And the heart behind that question, Bill, it's inspiring, right? People, want to find answers to help people come back into the church, and they want a quick, you know, 5-step guide on how to do that. And the reality is there's no quick fixes to this problem that we're seeing. And we hear this word deconstruction, right? And that's become kind of one of those boogeyman words in evangelical circles. And it gets demonized where all of deconstruction is just lumped together as one bad thing. But the reality is there's multiple varieties of what this could possibly look like. You know, there are versions of deconstruction that lead to people losing their faith, where they question things to the point where they take every brick out of their house and it falls upon itself. And obviously that's very dangerous, and we want to guide those people and love those people, you know, within their faith journeys. But there's also a healthy version of deconstruction where, you know, for me, as you know, my personal experience is that I went through two church scandals where the head pastors I was working under had abused people in different ways, and just seeing the breakdown of leadership within those situations really opened my eyes to just the systemic ways that the church in America, you know, is failing, and not necessarily every congregation, right? We can think of multiple pastors that are doing a great job, that are shepherding their people well, where people are being edified and they're growing in their faith, and those are honestly spectacular, and they should be applauded. But what we're seeing on a grand scale right now is people questioning their belief in doing church at all. And so my prayer in this book is not to give people some 5-step formula for how to return back to the church, because honestly, I think that's the wrong question. You know, I think we should stop asking why are people leaving and really start evaluating our churches and saying what areas need repentance and creating an environment where people want to encounter God, and then He will do the healing.
Exactly. And I think there, and I'm looking forward to this next segment. We can go a little bit deeper into, you know, what that looks like. More from Trevor after this. Stay with us.
Set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Trevor Whitman is with us, author, national speaker, coach, and leadership consultant. His new book, I'm telling you, I highly recommend this to you because, you know, Trevor's heart and soul in this book, like you said, it's not necessarily, a set formula. This is one thing that happens sometimes, Trevor, in the Christian experience. Everybody wants to bring it down to a formula. And which is no surprise, because even like when Jesus was around and he was talking to, you know, whether it was the Sanhedrin or the Pharisees or just anybody else that came around and heard one of his messages, you know, they were like, okay, you know, in a sense, they're saying, give us a formula. You know, what are the three things we can do, right? One, two, three, God, you know, it's right. And the thing is because we're so uniquely made by the author and finisher of our faith, which is so cool when you think about it, it runs the spectrum. So it's not necessarily a real simple. There are some universal truths in the midst of it, but how that will look like for you because you're an individual is something that, believe it or not, and this is what I love about God, is that he takes the time to uniquely come up with a plan that is fitting perfectly for you and your family.
Right.
And yours may be different than somebody else. But guess what? It's still God who loves you no matter what. is willing to put in the time to say, Trevor, this is what you need to do. Right. You go, well, wait a minute. You told Bill to do. No, that's not the same thing. Bill's different. You know, he's got a different plan. But my plan, my tailor-made plan for Trevor Whitman is this. Isn't that awesome? I love that.
Well, and I'm really glad you brought that up, Bill. I think a lot of times we get caught up in arguing about secondary doctrine, right? At the very beginning of my book, I talk about the fact that if believers can come together under the banner of the core of orthodoxy, where we can acknowledge the truths, right, that Jesus is who he says he is, that he came, he died on the cross for our sins, that we get to experience eternal life because of that sacrifice, right? All of the core of orthodoxy points. But we get caught up arguing about secondary doctrine where the Lord doesn't say we can't disagree, right? We'd be in trouble if that was the case.
Right.
You know, and the reality is we all have our belief systems and our doctrines and our theologies based around how we view the Bible. And that's going to be through a lens that comes from our experience. It's going to come from how we were taught, how, you know, what our upbringing looked like, who raised us. I mean, there's a lot of variables that create our worldview and how we read the Bible. And the reality is that we can disagree on secondary doctrine and still be saved, right? But we have lost the ability to disagree with one another. And that's not just in the church. That just feels like it's our culture in the United States where if we disagree, then we're going to be offended or we're going to be defensive. And then we're just going to huddle into our echo chambers where everyone agrees with us instead of engaging with people that may disagree with us, but still love the Lord. And I just feel like we have lost that, especially in the last 4 to 5 years, where it seems like any disagreement that we come into, you know, especially if it's regarding politics, then people are just going to run for the hills and just gather with those who agree with them. And that, honestly, I think that's a big part of what is, you know, working against the unity within the church today.
Yeah, in hearing you, it brings to mind what St. Augustine had to say. He said, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. And that's what I'm hearing you say, is that, but, see, part of the problem is because of biblical ignorance and even ignorance of these first principles of our faith, we've been rather casual with them. And so then we wonder why we're upside down on this stuff. And we really don't have an anchor where that, like the Bible talks about it, people without vision will cast off restraint. They basically let go of these first principles that anchor you, whether it's a marriage, whether it's a family dynamic, a church dynamic. You don't even know really what the essential of church is all about. You have a casual understanding, maybe, but you really don't. But if you really knew, then what would happen is then you'd find yourself in some cases being like Moses and Aaron, throwing yourself between the congregation and God and say, God, don't annihilate them. You know, these are your people, right?
Yeah.
And you would stand in the gap for them. And I think, you know, this is like one of those dynamics that if this was working, and I'm not saying it's not, I think it does in certain cases, but if this was more universal, you know, how powerful of a church would we have today?
Yeah, and I think a big reason, honestly, Bill, is we've allowed our consumeristic mentality that comes from our culture, where we are consumers of everything, to infiltrate the church. You know, we're allowing our preferences, and you and I were talking in the break, where people leave their church because, you know, a certain guitar is being played or, the announcements weren't done just right or, you know, any myriad of reasons. You know, there's, we have these beliefs that, that our church needs to tailor everything to our every whim and fancy and preference. And if it's not met, then we're just going to leave. And so people leave, you know, for really intense reasons, you know, if there's abuse or other bad things that are happening. But we also see that people leave the church for really, you know, individualistic consumer reasons and they don't allow themselves to be pastored or be shepherded by their pastors who need to keep them on track and within the core of orthodoxy like we're talking about.
Exactly, because what is the goal? You know, as St. Paul said, it's about maturity. Let's get you off the milk. Let's get you on the hard substance of the faith, you know, and to where you can mature in your faith and be effective for the kingdom. But if you're constantly, you know, going to the, you know, the spiritual teat of the church, well, come on, you know, that's not the way it works. I mean, you're blessed to go and be a blessing. You know, you were told to be fruitful and multiply. That process commands you to mature in your faith. And so, yes, there's responsibility here that goes both, you know, that goes both ways. That's why I'm saying we got to get back to those first, those essentials, those first principles you and I talked about and touched on. We go back to those and say, okay, well, why do you go to church to begin with? If you go into church just because, you know, with a consumeristic mentality, because that's the order of the day. That's what you know. Okay. But if you go in, then you're going to get pulverized. You're really not going to draw full benefit of the cross of Christ. I mean, Jesus didn't go to the cross for us just to, you know, be better consumers. What a waste, huh?
And actually, he says the exact opposite, right? That we're supposed to lay our lives down for those around us. We're supposed to love our neighbor and love God. You talk about the formulas. There's not many, but the few that are, I feel like, are pretty important, right? We're called to love God and love our neighbors, and how we're doing that. And that's what I talk about in Brick by Brick, is the many ways that we need to probably readjust our lens, and me included. You know, as I was writing the book, I was full of conviction for myself of saying, Lord, I've fallen short. Lord, I need you. I need to readjust my lens and love the people that you put in front of me the way you would.
Don't you love, that's the way God works. He always calls us to teach the things that we need to learn most ourselves. You know, and then I find myself like, oh, God, there you are. What a sense of humor you have. You know, and you're exactly right, because as you do a deep dive into these things, the mirror of God's grace reflects back and you go, wow, I don't like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, and honestly, throughout the whole process, you know, 1 Kings 18:36 through 37 really just rung true. And towards the end, just praying the prayer that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. And like you and I were talking about, you know, in Revelation, especially talking about letters to the church, that we need to return back to our first love. You know, I think that we've gotten so caught up in what politician we think is going to save us, or what policy is going to save us, or, you know, what this next, you know, fad, or the top five ways to bring everybody back to the church, or like you said, any myriad of these things. We've gotten so caught up in all these peripheral things on the side, trying to solve the one question that Jesus already gave us the answer to, which is that he's our answer. And that, you know, if we return to our first love and truly follow after him, and especially the red letters in our New Testament and emulate who he is, you know, that's going to really lead us back to our path more than anything else.
Right. You love God, love his people. But you can't love his people if you're not loving God first. That's right. What fills you up, right? And that's what brings you back to center. This is why 2 Chronicles 7:14 is so critical right now where we live, Trevor, is that, you know, it's about, you know, God's people. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. I mean, this is God's promise. I mean, if you want some sort of formula, okay, we'll give you that formula for free. You know, I believe it beckons to us, and it beckons through the millennia. And why would God give that to us? Only because he knew that we're human, and we need that, right? We need to be reminded that God is the one. But it starts with us humbling ourselves and realizing we don't have all the answers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but you really spurred us on for a lot of thinking here in your book, Brick by Brick, Reconstructing the Deconstructed. Trevor Whitman has been with us. Trevor, God bless. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill, for having me. Appreciate it.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of people across the southeast United States are tallying their losses and assessing their damage left by Hurricane Ian, a devastating storm that claimed dozens of lives in Florida. The storm also played a role in the deaths of four people in North Carolina and two in Cuba. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Brought so much water that you're having basically what's been a 500-year flood event.
More FBI whistleblowers are telling one lawmaker about the corruption at the FBI and Department of Justice. Texas Republican Representative Louie Gohmert on Newsmax.
This Justice Department has gone to the old Nazi way of intimidating, of trying to manipulate and scare people into doing exactly what they said.
Kim Kardashian agreed to pay a $1.26 million fine for peddling cryptocurrency on Instagram without revealing she was being paid. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Abby Johnson is going to be with us in just a moment. In fact, she's just we just got connected. The former Planned Parenthood director in Texas, founder and CEO of And There Were None. Abby, good to be talking to you. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, last time we were talking, I think you were just delivering number 8. It's been a couple of years. Are you up to 9 and 10 now? I mean, where are we?
No, number 8.
Well, congratulations. Just checking on you. I mean, you know, hey, I leave you alone for a couple of years. Heaven knows what can happen. So I just need to, you know, for inquiring people, you know, we need to know what we're talking about here and how we're dealing with. Now, just so you understand, I mean, Abby, Abby, I think it's been about, 5, 6 years, I think, when we first met and ran into each other a couple times and, you know, at NRB. And, of course, you know, even while you were pregnant, you were there in Times Square and they were showing your child, the 8th child in utero to everybody to show that there's a lot to this incredible miracle that we call a baby that's inside of a woman that God blesses us with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I know.
Yep. And, we're you know, so thankful now that Roe has been overturned and that's now in the ash heap of history. And now we just pray that many, many lives will now be saved because of it. But there is certainly still a fight to be had. There is certainly a battle out there that we can't be apathetic. We can't say, well, you know, Roe's been overturned, so now there's nothing else to be done. There's certainly a war still out there to be fought.
Yeah, it's been moved to the states as opposed to being a federal level, as you know. And Abby, your story is a story that, you know, many women, and no doubt the organic movement to overturn Roe was because of the truth that everyday women were realizing, the truth versus the lie that they were told by Planned Parenthood and other abortionists, that, you know, this was nothing. It was just some excess, you know, skin that was being extracted, that all will be well. And then since 1973, the reality of the truth struck, you know, women and an increasing number of men, as you and I talked about the last time, to realize that, no, this was one humongous lie. And because if it was just skin, if it was meaningless, why is my heart breaking? Why is my heart aching for the child that is not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, we've lost over 60 million children since 1973, and those are just the ones that we know about, of course, the ones that have been reported. You know, women are devastated over the loss of their children. Men, of course, more and more men are coming forward and talking about the grief that they are living with because of lost fatherhood. Abortion affects so many. You know, I've had two abortions. My parents talk about, you know, their lost grandchildren.
Yes.
My oldest daughter is 15. She has lost two siblings. That affects her greatly. So we are missing so much because of abortion. We are missing generations and generations of children, grandchildren. So much we are missing because of this scourge on our world.
Exactly. And as you say, 63 million is a real basic estimate. We're not even talking about children that have been lost due to abortifacients, because that's not reported. Experts estimate that there's probably another 40% to that number that you can add. But I will say this, God knows. God knows, and he knows the number. And, you know, the thing that's still heartbreaking to me, Abby, I know for you, you went from a really stark transformation in your life, you know, like the blind man. I was blind, now I see. And and it's hard to see, you know, some of these people who are just so emotionally adamant about holding on to this supposed you know, right of this birthright or something that they're claiming. And what do you say to them, Abby? I mean, because they're emotionally engaged. I mean, they are holding on to this like a, you know, almost like a life raft of some sort. And it's hard. And I know I found it very difficult at times to have a meaningful conversation with people about this topic. I mean, the waters are very deep and they're very rough. You know, it's not an easy conversation to have with somebody. What do you say to them? I mean, because you know, your story, which has been very well documented, like I say, is a very transformational, you know, dark to light, if I might say, you know, experience.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we have to remember that, you know, when I always remember that when I'm talking to someone who, you know, is a supporter of abortion, I'm always trying to remember that they may be a person who has been affected by abortion in some way. And so that, you know, I'm always trying to remember, okay, you know, have they had an abortion? Have they been a part of an abortion in some way? Have they driven a woman to have an abortion? Have they worked in an abortion clinic? You know, with 1 in 3 women having abortions in this country, that means 1 in 4 men have been involved in an abortion. Our whole nation has been affected by abortion, I feel like, in some way. And so I try to be really cognizant of that when I am talking to someone about abortion, that, you know, we're living in a wounded nation. We're living
exactly.
in a wounded culture, and only God can heal that wound.
Yes.
And so I try to be really aware of that. And I try to ask questions, you know, why do you support abortion? You know, what is it that causes you to believe the way that you do? And it's interesting how people will open up. A lot of times, you know, women will tell me, well, you know, I've had an abortion. And my answer to that is, you know, I'm sorry that you felt like that was the choice that you needed to make. And they'll often say, oh, well, you know, oh, well, thanks. Or, you know, that's okay. It's a little disarming to them.
Right.
For me to apologize, right? And to say, I'm sorry. And sometimes I'll say, you know, if you would have felt like you had better support, do you think maybe you wouldn't have had an abortion? And most of the time what I find, Bill, is that they say, you know, I probably wouldn't have.
Right.
If I would have had a boyfriend that would have supported me, if I would have had parents that support me, if I wouldn't have been in college. And, you know, something like that. And that gives me an opportunity to say, you know, what's really cool is that what I do in the pro-life movement is I work with organizations, or, you know, I have an organization that helps provide scholarships, or, you know, Loveline is an organization that helps to support women. And that's what I love about the work that I do. And so it gives me an opportunity to really talk to them about what we are doing in the pro-life movement to help support women.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, a lot of decisions that get us in trouble, whether it's abortion or anything else, you know, sometimes the choices, the worst choices we make, Abby, when they're done in the dark, and by that I mean that they're not exposed to where, you know, our basic network, our family, our parents, people that, you know, that know us, somehow we go around them and we don't listen, you know, to their advice, because we think this is so personal that they can't possibly understand. And this is really a lie from the devil to take us away from, you know, a people of faith, people of support that could help us, you know, get through no matter what the situation or what the decision is. Because, you know, as you said, and this is what I want people to hear loud and clear, and that is no matter what, God loves you. That is most important. And when you have an awesome and almighty God that loves you like that, He's got answers for you. Stay with us. We've got more.
Be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, the thing we love about hope is the hope giver, right? And we can have hope because he's worthy of it. We can trust in God Almighty who watches over us and fulfills the plan and purposes for all our lives, regardless of the circumstances and regardless how difficult they may seem at that moment and so impossible. But we've learned through experience time and again, and I can say this to you with surety, only because I've been around for a number of decades, and by experience I can tell you that God is always faithful. Abby Johnson is with us. She is the former Planned Parenthood director in Texas and founder and CEO. If and then there were none. Abby, as we were talking about, you know, the conversation, the debate over, you know, the Dobbs decision from SCOTUS and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and some people have decided to really you know, emotionalize this thing in such a way that, you know, some might say you've just lost your mind over this stuff. And that is really not beneficial on so many terms. But you can see the manifestation of how people have really lost their mind. You know, Planned Parenthood, Gulf Coast, they said in a hearing in the House Oversight and Reform Committee that men can have pregnancies, especially trans men. I would think that I don't know. I mean, that is a statement to dissect in itself. And when I heard that, I thought, whoa. I mean, who comes up with stuff like this?
You know, it's honestly sick. And I have to say, when I heard it, I thought, well, I mean, of course they said that, right? They have mm-hmm. such a loose grip on science and biology, on reality. You know, Planned Parenthood is over here disagreeing with, you know, 98% of scientists, biologists, embryology textbooks that are saying, you know, that life begins at conception, that there's human life in the womb, and then you've got Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider in our country, saying, no, that's not true. You know, there's no life in the womb. It's not human. You know, it's just cells. It's nothing. So it's not surprising to me that they have this, this loose grip on reality. Of course, you know, men cannot become pregnant. But Planned Parenthood has had a very close relationship with the LGBT community for decades. And it really all makes sense, but you have to sort of look deeper. You can't just look at the surface level. You've got to look deeper. So, you know, why are they so invested in you know, women having abortions. Why are these companies like Amazon, PayPal, all these companies so invested in these women in the workforce having abortions? Why are they willing to pay $4,000
exactly
for, you know, a woman to go and have an abortion? They won't pay for them to have their baby, right? They won't pay for maternity leave. They won't pay maternity benefits, but they will pay for them to have an abortion. Well, you know, really, when you look back and you look a little deeper, it all goes back to this this idea that they want to remove femininity from womanhood. And they really want to strip women of womanhood, period. They want womanhood to be something that you can just throw some mascara on and put a wig on and say, now I'm a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Hence all these drag shows. They want women to be men. They want our society to be androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
They want women to work like men. They want women to be childless. They want them to be barren. And they don't want women to have children. That's really the whole point behind all of this. You know, it's a business decision for these businesses. And that's why Planned Parenthood and the LGBT agenda have been so closely intertwined for so long. They want mm-hmm. to remove
right.
womanhood from women.
Yeah.
They want women to be like men in every way, shape, and form. And that's why they want us to be childless.
It's a deconstruct, a purposeful deconstruction of the norm, you know, of these yeah. things that are ordained by God. I mean, it is, and think about it, in that context, it is absolutely evil. But here we are trying to accommodate evil. And this is what God has shown to me. We cannot. I mean, evil has nothing to do with God. It's the exact opposite. And so we need to understand and see how diabolical this is, because you have to go back to a basic premise, is that is people will do that which they get rewarded for. Well, what does Planned Parenthood, what do they get rewarded for? They get rewarded for killing babies. And that's what it is. That now they try to lie about it and tell you, oh, they rework the numbers and try to, oh, no, it's about women's health care. That's the furthest thing from it. I mean, who are you fooling? Everybody knows it's about the money. Or as one congresswoman said, it's the Benjamins. That's what it is. It's not about the heart of a woman. It's not about the baby. And you go back to Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger and the root. Again, you know, we were just talking about earlier, this is the fruit of the poisonous tree. The tree itself and the fruit that it's producing is obvious. But it comes from an evil planting. And the fruit is there for all of us to see. But for some reason, we can't accept it as evil, because it somehow it coincides with our own self-interest and consumeristic viewpoint. And to such a degree, Abby, and I mean, how debased that we'd get to the point that we would think that it's acceptable to abort your child and to sell their baby parts.
Right.
I mean, this is so messed up on so many levels. And then we wonder why, like Mother Teresa, you know, gosh, she's got a new document. They have a new documentary on her right now. And what she said when she received, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize. And also she said it at a prayer breakfast where the Clintons were in attendance. And she basically said, look, you cannot be a people of peace and promote abortion. It's incongruous. This is my term, okay? Mm-hmm. But she was very brilliant in how she stated that. And it was so stunning that even Hillary Clinton was shocked and awed. She couldn't say anything.
Right. Because it doesn't make any sense. How do you in one, and that's how ridiculous this liberal movement is, right? So mm-hmm. they're like, oh, we support, you know, peace. We support, you know, Black Lives Matter. We support, you know, all of this. We don't want people to be harmed by this and that. But we want you to violently kill babies in the womb.
Right.
We don't want to protect black lives in the womb. We don't care that the number one killer of African Americans is abortion.
Right.
We're going to completely dismiss that, right? We're going to completely gloss over the fact that abortion is a atrocious, barbaric violence against human persons.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna innocent persons, right? But
yeah.
we're gonna go on and on and on about how terrible the death penalty is for guilty people. But we don't care that innocent people are being killed in the womb.
Right.
It's so hypocritical and so double-minded. And you have to really perform a lot of mental gymnastics for it to make sense in your mind.
Well, and that's how you get to this point that men can get pregnant. And you start going down this crazy line, and then you have a Supreme Court justice who doesn't know what a woman is. But yet it's interesting. You don't know what a woman is, but you do declare that men can have pregnancies. So what is it? You know,
how do they know what a man is?
Exactly. That's my point. It just it goes into a crazy circle, and like you said, in order to get out of it, you got to do these mental gymnastics and find a way to exit the building before somebody asks you a reasonable question.
Right. Exactly. And I think that eventually the feminist movement is going to really have a face-to-face confrontation with the LGBT movement. And I think it's starting to happen. Because this is not what the feminist movement actually wanted. They did not want to remove women.
Right.
But that's exactly what's happening. And there are some feminists that are starting to, you know, call it out, and they're being dismissed.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, women wanted feminists wanted equal rights for women. They didn't want women to be completely erased. And
exactly.
That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the erasure of women.
Yeah. Well, look what's happening with Title IX, right? Exactly to your point. They're erasing women from sports, and Title IX was originally put into action in order to promote and protect women in sports. Now they're leaving them unprotected. It's unbelievable that we've gone full circle. And I only pray, Abby, and I join you in this prayer, that God would come. We need God. We need God to come in and say, stop it. And this is insane. And common sense to reign again. But it's not going to happen until we turn back to God. And that's our prayer. Abby Johnson, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. How can people be in touch and find out more about And Then There Were None?
Yeah, they can just go to my website, abbyj.com.
There it is. Abby Johnson, thank you, Abby. God bless you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach.